The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Now, Ray at RTE.ie or 51551. You'll need those because we have the head of the Irish Passport Service, Fiona Pelliner, joins me live in studio to talk about everything passport related. You're very welcome back, Fiona. I was just saying earlier on that when you were here the first time, we got such a reaction that
we had to have you back.
And thanks so much. You're a busy woman.
Glad to be here.
It's been very busy the first 2 months of this year.
Absolutely. It really has. We've had a huge increase. We've had about 230,000 applications in January, February this year. And when you compare that, first of all, to last year's 30% increase, but actually even more stark increases if you look back to 2015, 2016, when in the exact same time period, we got about 110,000. So it's literally a doubling.
Okay. How do you account for that then?
So I'm looking at it in a very positive light. I think it really is people applying early. We've been asking people to apply early, and in fairness, people are really listening, taking that message, and they are actually applying in plenty of time. I suppose one of the reasons they are doing that is because they feel comfortable knowing that they will be going on holidays, whereas perhaps a couple of years ago, they really weren't in a financial position to say, yes, I know I'm going on holidays this year, I need to do my passport. Whereas now, luckily, given the way the economy is, for a lot of people, they are actually able to say, yes, I can save between now and July and actually be going on my holiday. Okay.
And the people who are eligible to apply online, and they are people who are renewing their passport, they are taken to it like ducks to water.
Absolutely. So 70% of people who have previously held an Irish passport and therefore can apply online are doing so. And that number is increasing on virtually a daily basis.
What does that mean to you and your staff?
So it is an absolute and utter game changer. The reason I suppose it is because we are allowing technology do some of the work that we don't need to do. So previously when people had handwritten forms, we then had to go in and actually read that and basically type it in.
Right, input it, yeah.
Exactly. So technology now can do that. People are putting in their own data. Therefore, we're not trying to figure out handwriting. We're not mistakenly entering a wrong data. People have put it in themselves, so therefore it is almost definitely correct. Then we can use our skilled staff to actually do the hard work, which is ensuring that these people are who they say they are and that they are entitled to citizenship, rather than worrying, I suppose, about the mundane stuff. So it really is meaning that we can totally change the turnaround times. So in previous years, we unfortunately have been saying to people, actually, it's taking 4, it's taking 5 weeks. Whereas now we are in a very happy position that anyone who applies online is getting their passport back within 2 weeks plus postage. In fact, many people are getting them back in 2 and 3 days plus postage. But even those people who do take a little longer say it is within the 2 weeks. And then that means that those people who are first-time applicants applying through Passport Express, for instance, here in the state, are getting theirs back in 15 working days, which is 3 weeks, which again is something that we weren't able to offer previously. So win-win.
I would imagine morale is good then in the passport office.
In fairness to people, morale is always been great.
No, I know, but it's better then.
Oh, absolutely. The passport office staff really want to help. You know, that is genuinely, I know it can sound a bit twee, but actually that is what the people who work in the passport service want to do. And really, when we can do that and offer a great service, it absolutely makes us all feel happier.
Before we go, how many passports, Irish passports, are there worldwide?
So actually, in circulation, valid, we say that there's about 7 million holders, but that doesn't mean they all have live passports.
Okay.
So if you think, though, we issue about 800,000 on average over the last couple of years, you know, give or take. Most of them are 10-year passports. So if we issue those every year, 8 million, yeah. Some are children, take it away. So yeah. I'd be going roughly about 5 million valid, but over 7 million holders.
Okay. And I'd say more people could get one if they wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There's quite a large number of people who are entitled to citizenship or who are citizens but don't choose to exercise that.
Yeah, by applying for a passport.
Exactly.
Which brings us nicely on to the other statistics from the first 2 months of this year. Mm-hmm. So applications from Northern Ireland, January and February, are up by 95% on the same period last year, 35,000 people. And then applications from Great Britain are up 84%, 29,000. So that's obviously all Brexit related.
So we can imagine that there's definitely a huge Brexit element. There's also people talking about passports more, talking about Irish passports. So many people whose parents were born in Ireland are automatically Irish citizens, but they never, I suppose, even thought of it. But now it's being talked about so much in the media that these people are saying, yeah, I've always meant to do that, I'll go do it now. So I think there's definitely a lot of that. And over Christmas, I can imagine people were sitting around talking about Brexit and other things and saying, God, I must apply for that Irish passport. I suppose what I would say is that absolutely there is, on percentage terms, a huge increase. But still, on the numbers basis, if, as you say there, there's, you know, about an extra 25,000 applying. Out of the 230,000 applications we've received in January, February this year, it's actually still quite a small percentage.
Yes, yeah, less than 10%.
Yeah, so over 75% of applications received last year were on the island of Ireland. So really, that's where where the applications come from.
You were saying the last time, and it's good to reiterate it, that it's a very good passport. No, I don't mean the quality of the actual physical passport, but but having an Irish passport gets you places that other passports don't get you.
Absolutely. So it is ranked either number four or number five, depending which list you look at, of the most powerful passports in the world. And what that means is that you require, most countries do not require you to apply for a visa. And the reason they don't require you to apply for a visa is because they are happy that the work that we have done in the passport service of checking your identity and checking your entitlement to citizenship is so robust that they don't, you don't need to go through another process for them to check.
Yes. Now, we're reading every second week about various post offices around the country, particularly around the border counties, with their applications forms for passports disappearing. What's happening there, do you think?
So absolutely, there's people picking up passport forms. I do think, and it's an interesting, that probably one in five passport forms picked up actually come back to us. Because you can imagine yourself, you walk into a post office or a guard station, I'll pick up a couple of extra ones in case I make a mistake.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then, so therefore, it doesn't actually reflect, the number of passport application forms picked up doesn't actually reflect the number of passport applications received.
Right.
But at the same time, yes, there are definitely people who are very interested. And as you say, the increase of you know, almost doubling is definitely reflected in the figures coming through. But again, number-wise, it's about 20,000.
We had, I don't know if you know about their case, and it's probably Aaron and Jay O'Brien and their little son, Jake. Do you know that case?
It's not ringing a bell.
Is it not? No.
I'll be honest.
No, but I'll give you an example, not even using their case. But it's if a gay couple, men,
yes,
have a child through surrogacy in a different country.
Okay, yes.
That they are both Irish and have Irish passports, but their child doesn't automatically then qualify for an Irish passport.
So under Irish citizenship law, which is, I suppose, not something I personally and the passport service have control over.
No, you have no control over it.
No, yeah. But under Irish citizenship law, it's clearly defined that if a parent, and that can be the mother who gives birth to a child.
The surrogate mother in this case, yeah.
Exactly. Or the father. If they are Irish born, then their child will automatically be entitled to an Irish passport. If they are born abroad to an Irish parent, then they would be entitled to foreign birth registration. I don't, off the top of my head, know the details of this case.
No, I suppose what's happening in that area is that, you know, very modern families, there are various permutations happening, and I suppose the law needs to catch up on it.
Absolutely. And we, the Passport Service, the Department of Foreign Affairs, and many other departments are involved in working groups to try and move that along. But yes, it does, all these legal things take time.
Okay. We said you were coming in. So we've loads of questions coming in. Let's get through a few of them then. Thanks again for doing this, Fiona. Would you mind asking the Passport Office representative about renewal of passport for a child with autism online? There's great difficulty in getting a photo of the child looking at a camera in any circumstances. What considerations are given in order to get passport? Kathy.
So absolutely, there can be many medical reasons why someone can't give a standard photo, I suppose. So on the application form, there is a box to tick if there's medical considerations. Depending on the circumstances, then we might ask for proof. Most likely not. It depends. If someone was obviously concealing their face, that would be a different thing. But absolutely, we will work with anyone. So there's a box to tick. We will then be able to contact them if there is a problem and work with them.
Great. I'm Irish and my daughter will be applying for an Irish passport, but was born and lived in the UK. Can the application be made online, or will we have to send it to the Irish Passport Office in London?
So I'm assuming, therefore, that this lady's daughter's first time. So therefore, it will be a paper application. However, when they get the form out, and this is important for anyone applying from the UK who is listening, it will an envelope will be provided which actually has a Cork address on it. That is the address it goes to. Many people get the envelope, which actually is pre-printed, and go, oh, that must be a mistake.
Right.
It's not. That is where they are
processed. They go into an office in England and they get an addressed envelope to Cork.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. That's as it should be. Will a copy of my son's birth cert from Lombard Street office suffice for my son in USA who is trying to get an Irish passport for his American-born son? He can't find his original long form one. Thanks a million.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be original. It just has to be long form, and that's what you get in Lombard Street.
That's what you get in Lombard Street. Great, sorted. Have you any tips for taking a passport photo of a one-year-old?
Bribery. No, actually, what's very good, especially for young children, and if you can get a one-year-old to lie still on the ground on a white blanket.
Yeah.
That's and the easiest way. Take it from above. Yeah. You have the best hope.
Right. My birth cert has my name as John. I have my passport in the name John, but I've always been called Sean. Can I get Sean added as a name on my passport, but not changing the name as I use John for banks, etc.? I'd really like to have John and Sean on passport. Is it possible? Sean Duffy.
Unfortunately, no. People have to be one name or the other, because while in Ireland we do know that John and Sean are very, you know, it makes perfect sense that you would interchange them. Again, getting back to the power of the passport and the fact that we do check people's identity, in other countries they would not recognise the fact that John and Sean are virtually interchangeable. So therefore, we have to ask people to have the name that they use. And so what the name that they use in the bank, the name that they use with the state, is the name that should be on your passport. It's your official name.
So John, that's the stage.
Absolutely.
John.
Now, I fully agree for Sean, it will be a challenge, because when he's booking airline tickets or whatever, remembering that it is, that's the really important thing, is remembering what name is on your passport.
So he might say by mistake when he's booking his flight, Sean Duffy.
Exactly.
And then he arrives with a passport and it reads John.
Yeah.
And they go, it's not the same person.
Yeah. Now, whether it would make sense to change his name across the board.
Yes,
you know, people
by deep pull.
You don't need to change it by use.
Oh, you can change it by use, can you?
Yeah. So if you have 2 years' proof of usage, which I'm guessing Sean probably does.
So they'd be utility bills and all that
exactly.
sort of thing.
Exactly. Change his bank.
Right.
You know, I think it would make sense, because then you don't have that hassle of, am I John today? Am I Sean today? I can see it being very confusing.
What's the most common problem? Is losing passports, is that the most common problem for people with passports? Or what is it?
Losing and letting them expire. So people losing them in their house. So it's not quite, people don't like to class it as losing, if you know what
right.
I mean. So, and that's one thing I would really say.
I can't find it as opposed to lost it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like I was out and I dropped it on the street or, you know, and we do have people who are out, obviously, in nightclubs and who, you know, are lucky enough to need ID to prove their age, but they will lose them, you know, and they consciously know they've done that.
Yeah.
But what I really would say to people listening today, if you're planning on going holidays or going abroad, or there's a possibility that someone will buy you a flight, who knows? Please go check where you think your passport is and actually make sure it is there. The amount of people say, but it's always been in that top drawer in my locker and I went this morning and it wasn't there. You know, so that's a real panic for people. So absolutely, while you think it's in a safe place, safe places.
Use this opportunity now. Just check your passport, make sure it's in date and it is where you think it is. Why is the number different on my car than on my passport book? Awkward with airline apps, which are inflexible. Thanks,
so
Mary.
They are two different documents, and the advantage of... And the reason they are different, it means that if, God forbid, you are on holidays and you lose your book, you can still use your card to travel. So they are two separate documents. If you lose one, if one is stolen, that is cancelled, that is notified to Interpol and is put on the stop list as such to make sure no one can travel on it. But you can still use the other one. So if they were both the same, then there would be no advantage.
Okay. What's the uptake of the card version of the passport?
So we've issued about 200,000 cards.
Right.
Over the entire time.
And how long are they out? How long are they available?
So they're about 3 years now.
Right. Okay.
And definitely now that people can apply separately. It used to be that you had to apply in an app and you couldn't apply at the same time as you were getting your book. They were two separate processes, but now actually they're all one. The uptake has considerably increased because it is just easier. Children, in fact, since November can also have one, which is very useful for, and I say children in inverted commas because they're 16, 17. They know they will be 18 soon. It is a very handy thing for them to have as ID in their wallet rather than needing to carry their passport.
Yes. that. Okay. Now, will you ask Fiona why white hair is problematic? I had to submit four separate photos before I finally got a new passport. Catherine.
So the reason it can be, and problematic sounds very harsh, doesn't it? But what it is you have to do it against a light background. So if you have lovely head of white hair, yeah, it means that it can be hard to distinguish.
It disappears nearly.
To be honest, yes. Yeah, so it can be very hard to distinguish where your hair is. And, you know, always taking photos is...
Usually on your head, Fiona.
But where does it stop?
Yeah. Where does it start and where does it stop? Yeah.
Exactly. So for facial recognition, that is quite important, of knowing where your forehead is.
Yeah.
So that it can be a challenge. Photos in general are a challenge. You know, we have many funny stories. We've had... a photo rejected recently because someone had a picture of their cat on their lap. Now, I don't know if they thought they were in a James Bond film, and you know, but yes, another person took a photo on a bus and you could see everyone else in the bus as well.
Right.
Probably shouldn't be in their passport. So yes, photos are a challenge, but for someone with light coloured hair, whether it's white or quite blonde, it is hard to get the background.
And when you apply online, it will reject it immediately, won't it? And you have to go and take another photo and download that and go through the process again.
Absolutely. Yeah. For 99% of things. Some will get through that process, and then there is also a human to be sure.
Okay, right.
But virtually everyone who gets through is fine. But we just do an extra check just to make sure.
Okay. What a brilliant woman. I'd love to work for her. There's such an energy about her. Just brilliant. More power towards Tim. There you go.
Thank you, Tim.
How much to renew my passport, please? I'm 67. Thanks.
So if you apply online, it is €70. I'm thinking it could perhaps be 75. Put
you
me on the
get
spot
that right.
Now.
Yes.
Ooh, pressure.
75. It's gone up. 75. Is there any point in having a passport if you don't want to fly? For ID, I suppose.
So there's a couple of reasons. One, as I said earlier, you know, it's amazing the amount of people that do come into us and say, I've just won a holiday.
Yes, right.
I've just been gifted. Unfortunately, I don't seem to have anyone who buys me flights like that. Right. Mother's Day is coming up. Anyway, but it's also useful absolutely for identification. For whether it's an age-related identification, whether it is for opening a bank account, there's so many reasons to use a passport.
Right. And you can go for the... You don't have to go for the book if you're getting the card. You can get that. But if you're applying for the first time, you have to get a book, do you?
So you have to have a valid book.
Before you can have a card.
Exactly. The card is an optional extra.
Extra. Okay, yeah. Fine. Now, how much to get naturalised through grandparents?
So through grandparents, that's foreign birth registration. So I don't have the...
This is the granny rule.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Yeah. That's, yeah, we all know it from the footballers.
Football, yes,
exactly.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But what it is that if your grandparent was born in Ireland, you therefore are entitled to apply for citizenship.
Okay.
And
if you don't have the information,
it's
now,
around 500.
Around 500.
It's on the Department of Foreign Affairs website.
Okay. I want to keep my son's first passport as a keepsake. Will it be sent back when I renew it? Asks Pauline.
So if it has less than 6 months validity, you don't need to send it in.
As in if it's out of date in 6 months' time?
Exactly. Yeah, right. So you won't even need to send it in to us.
Okay.
So, yes, you can keep it.
Okay. Nice thing to have, isn't it? Well done for having the passport, lady on. I am one of the thousands who cannot get an Irish passport despite being married to an Irish man and living and working in Ireland for 47 years. We are the forgotten. Time to reward our loyalty, says Mitch.
I would be surprised that that person can't get naturalisation having lived in Ireland so long.
Yeah.
That's a matter for the Department of Justice, but I'm almost certain that if you're married to an Irish citizen and you've lived in Ireland for 3 out of the last 5 years, you can apply for naturalisation. So I'd definitely tell them to look up the Department of Justice.
You might give us more details there, Mitch. I'm so impressed with this passport lady, as I was the last time you spoke to her. Would be great to have her help sort out the HSE problems. Listening from London. There's a lot of love out there for you, Fiona. Did you come out through the ranks?
So I joined the Department of Foreign Affairs as the Third Secretary.
Right.
And I have done, I've been abroad, I've been in San Francisco, I've been in Brussels, I've worked in Irish Aid, I've done many really interesting jobs in the Department of Foreign Affairs, so I've been very lucky.
Okay. I renewed my passport online recently on a Tuesday and received my new passports in the post on Thursday morning. Yay, you love to hear that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Are all your colleagues from Foreign Affairs, are they all over the place now with Brexit and what might happen and what mightn't happen?
I think we're always very busy, to be perfectly honest.
About 2 weeks ago, I'll let you go soon. About 2 weeks ago on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I applied online for my wife's passport renewal for both the booklet passport and the credit card style passport. I was genuinely shocked I was, and surprised to see the new passport drop in the letterbox the following Thursday morning. The credit card passport came a week later. Well done. Isn't it great? I love there's great positivity,
shock.
Yes. I used to go out with a girl called Anya years back when she got her passport. Anya wasn't recognised. The name on the passport was Anne-Marie, but on the back page was printed, this person is also known as Anya. Kieran.
And that used to happen previously. Those identity, I suppose, rules have tightened up and we are no longer able to say, because if you're also known as, well, then why... What name do you actually use officially? So that
so
also
give me
known
that one,
as
the one we talked about with Sean and John. Then you can change by use. Is that
absolutely?
It?
So if you have 2 years proof of usage that you have used Sean as your official name,
yes.
Well, then you should. To be perfectly honest, that is your name.
Okay.
You know, because there's.
Although it doesn't say it on your birth cert.
No, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because there's so many people who their name on their birth cert and their name on. That they use on an everyday basis
are
is totally different.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's perfectly normal. Things evolve, but it's just you should have one name, and what that name, whatever it is the one that you should be using all the time.
Okay.
It makes life easier.
Great service lately. Applied online on a Saturday in January and had my passport by post on following Wednesday. Declan in Loughrea. It's all good news stories, isn't it? My name is on my birth cert is James Joseph, but my name on my passport is Seamus. As that's the name I've always been called by my parents. How did I manage to get that name on my passport back in the days, as I can't remember? Have passport about 40 years. Says Shay. So there he goes. Are you James, Joseph, Seamus, or Shay?
Obviously, proof of you. Again, it was the usage, and it's just, you know, that is how you establish your name, by that usage.
Now, here you might. Dermot says, your listener can put Sean on the main passport page, but he can tick a box on the passport application to have his birth name added on the facing page. Is that true?
So if he has Sean. He doesn't appear to have a proof of usage of Sean because he's saying that's not what he uses for bank or anything
else.
No, it's
John. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying he can change his name to Sean.
But he needs to go through a process first.
But he needs to actually have the proof of using it.
Okay, right. Lovely to hear the boss on the radio singing our praises in the passport office. Cheers, Fiona and Ray, from a hard-working staff member. There you go. Who should be working and listening to the radio. No. My sister had a bleed on the brain 2 years ago and is now in a nursing home, but we cannot find her passport or driving licence and we wonder if they were stolen. How could we cancel her passport?
So absolutely, I would assume in that unfortunate circumstances that they have been... given someone has been given some level of guardianship rights, so they absolutely can cancel it.
Okay.
And if she hopefully will be in a position to travel perhaps in time, then she can reapply or they can reapply on her behalf.
Okay. My daughter was christened Sarah Eileen. We call her Serene. See what they did there? She was issued a passport, Serene. This caused horrendous problems in the States. Be careful, I suppose, because it is an official, important document. It's not. Yeah. It's not something to mess around with.
No, it should be what you're actually officially called.
Yeah. Has a stolen passport a value? Mine was stolen while on holidays, Tom.
So luckily, because the Irish passport is a very secure passport, it is very hard to tamper with. So to be honest, it has quite a low value. Because someone would have to change the photograph. And since we launched the new passport, not really new anymore now, because it's back in 2013, we haven't seen a credible example of someone actually being able to replace a passport. So it's because there are so many security features, over 80 security features on an Irish passport, many of them hidden. Some of them are I think
obvious.
I spoke about before, quite obvious. But it really means that it is hard. The only way people can do it is if they get a lookalike, which really is quite an extreme chance.
Okay.
So it's a great thing. Still, if your passport is stolen, tell us. We put it on a list, Interpol mark it. So therefore, if God forbid someone does try and badly use it, it automatically comes up in his flight.
Who designed it? Who designed the passport?
So it was a work between the passport office and between a company in Bray. So I suppose the passport designer is called Wilburn. And he's just a genius. He has since gone on to design a number of other passports for other countries, which is brilliant. But he's from Absolute Graphics. And then DLRS, who are part of Smurfit Kappa, produced the book. And we have the plastic pages produced in Galway by HID. So
right.
it was a real collaboration. We spent many, many hours and weeks locked in a room to try and get the best passport we can. But it was really to try and get the best security features, but make a story about them. You know, the fact we have the ohm symbol, which has thermochromic that you can rub and it changes colour. But that ohm is actually reflective of the Irish language, obviously, the Irish history. Under UV light then, that ohm symbol, each of which represent a leaf, has the UV leaf. You know, there's many different features. I don't know if I spoke about it before. Up on the top left.
Keep going.
Up on the top left of every double page on the Irish passport, there's notes. If you actually play them from the start to the end, it's Aaron Levine. If you look very closely, the notes are actually not on a stave, they're actually on microtext, and that microtext is Article 2 and Article 3 of the Constitution in both English and Irish, which actually talks about your birthright to be an Irish citizen. There's so many different on the top right-hand corner. There's an homage, I suppose, to an old Celtic brooch, and what it has in that on each page, it has little jewels, which are in thermochromic ink. When you rub them, they change from silver to green, but on each page it has as many jewels as the page number. So 3, 5, 7. So if the page comes out, there's, you know, on the left hand double page, there's a bird knot, which is basically two trees intertwined with two birds sitting on it. The two trees represent the two traditions on the island of Ireland. Yeah. The birds are both facing either way, and one of them has a seed, which is the diaspora. So it represents those people who go abroad and those people who come here, and how we're all collectively Irish. And I could probably go on, but I'll stop now.
Well, look, the next time I'm flying, that's my trip arranged there now. I'm going to go through it all. Now, we have three more. I have changed gender. Do I need to enclose my new birth cert, or is my gender recognition cert enough?
Gender recognition cert is all I need.
And do the passport online services accept FODAs?
Absolutely.
Tomás, there.
If your name is Tomás, it's Tomás. That is your official name.
Yeah. Good on the passport office. Great public service. Never given half enough credit. Poor, much maligned public servants. So there, we leave him. That's a positive.
Thank you.
That's a positive. Although maligned was used in the last, but it was, you know, yeah. So Fiona, thank you so much. We'll see you again.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me.
Look at the year. So the prediction is over a million, is it, applications this year?
Well, depending how it goes, it could get there. Yes, absolutely. But still encouraging people, apply online and apply early.